everyone to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
We had a little run-in with some coyotes last night, as I told you about in the first hour. Telephone number, and we've got some open lines for you all of a sudden here if you want to jump on there at 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT-3478. This is the time where we do the Mother Earth news tip, and then we'll get back to the phone lines, brought to you by Espoma. That's kind of an interesting recommendation today that I'll have a little bit of commentary about at the end. What they're recommending here is how to make a swing out of wooden pallets. So they're saying, you know, if you've got some wooden pallets and wondering how to put those to use, making a swing is what they're saying to do. They're saying to make this pallet, do-it-yourself pallet swing, you need two pallets, some 2x4 lumber, rope, drill, screws, and an old mattress. Start by making a pallet platform for the mattress by screwing some of the 2x4s to the bottom of the pallets in order to make it the length of the mattress. This is a big swing. You can fill in the middle gaps with pieces of scrap wood to make it a sturdier frame. Next, drill holes large enough to fit your rope in the four corners of the platform and suspend the platform from a nearby tree or swing stand. Cover the mattress with a waterproof cover and add it to the top. Voila, you have made yourself a stunning, cost-effective outdoor swing. To learn about other ways to use pallets, you can research pallet projects at MotherEarthNews.com. One little caveat on this, and I will definitely chat with them about this when we get together. I need to tell you, this is brought to you by Espoma, wonderful lawn and garden products available. And one of the big deals about Espoma is that they're available across the country at a lot of different stores, including some of the drug feed stores and hardware stores and places that, besides garden centers. So it makes it easy for all the people listening to me across the country to find quality organic products. Here's the caveat. Here's the little bit of a rub with wooden pallets. And I admire their trying to figure out how to recycle these things and use them and all that sort of thing. And what they're doing, covering it with a mattress and then covering the mattress with something, they're kind of eliminating one of the things that might be a little bit of a problem with pallets. And that is that pallets are used to ship all kinds of stuff. And sometimes this is one of the reasons why I'm so negative about the ground up and dyed mulches, the red and black mulches. They use primarily lumber, including pallets, to make that stuff. And sometimes they actually treat the pallet material with chemicals that help it last longer, help it keep it from rotting. And then the other thing, if they're, transporting Agent Orange on a pallet and there's some spillage, that's an issue. So just a little bit of extra thing to think about pallets. I like the idea of how they're recommending covering it, using it as the structure and then covering it up so access to those potential, not for sure, but potential contaminations are taken care of. A couple of other things in the news real quickly, and I want to tell you that our nonprofit organization, the Texas Organic Research Center, is always in need of some help. So any of you that are in the donation business to nonprofits, so request that you take a look at the Texas Organic Research Center. There's a whole separate website there. There's a button at the top of dirtdoctor.com that'll take you over there. And it's where we really put a lot of the hardcore research, white papers, and various things about the things that we want you to know about. And any donation to the nonprofit organization helps with our research on things like rose rosette, mosquito control, various pest issues, and new product development. A lot of news, like I said early in the show, about Roundup. There's just more and more coming out. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, and this is all in black and white for you to read on dirtdoctor.com as well as TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, that Roundup, the glyphosate in Roundup, and the other ingredients in Roundup as well, are without question now linked to cancer, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, hormone disruption, and other things, autism in children, minor problem. Roundup causes liver and liver disease and cancer. There's a new study on that that has been added to the websites. Glyphosate-based herbicides are decisively linked to cancer in Argentina. There's a new study there, and there's a new situation in California. And I know California does things a little different, but they have now ordered Monsanto to put on the label of the product that there is a link with these products. And it just keeps coming in. I mean, there's a ton of stuff for you there. Another thing you'll find on TORC, look at an interesting angle, is that vitamin D is more effective than the flu vaccine. You've heard me talk about it for a long time. I've never taken a flu shot, never will. And why I feel that way and all is covered in TORC by a lot of different researchers and people. Of course, most doctors and nurses don't agree with me at all on that, and that's fine. Logan has never had a flu shot either. I'm going to see Logan. You know, my daughter and announcer are going to see her, and her husband, Judy, and I are getting together with a trip. I'll give you more details on it. We're doing a trip that is going to one of the special places that I like in the country here in the not-too-distant future, and we'll be giving you an update on that. Back to the phones, and there is an open line at 866-444-3478. Doris is next up, Cedar Creek Lake. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Howard. Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just a tiny bit disappointed. I love your program, and I love your library, but I've recently got into doing succulents and air plants.
Mm-hmm.
I want to build me, I'm in the process of making me a big fairy garden. And that's a couple of things that really go well into those fairy gardens. I can't find either one of those in your library, Howard. And I'm shocked. You've got everything.
Well, that's a good point. We'll have to do better with that. We don't have specific categories for air plants and succulents. We've got a lot of succulents, you know, in the library. Aloe vera and various aloes are a huge part of what I recommend, and we talk about them a lot. But you got a good point. I need to make some better categories there for succulents and air plants. Another one that I don't have, and I started looking into it a while back and got distracted and sideline and didn't complete it, and that's the carnivorous plants. I don't have much about that either. So all three of those things, you'll make me create a newsletter about this as a starting point, and then we'll just build on it from there, because there's a lot of good plants in those categories.
One of the main reasons I really wanted to kind of bring it up to your attention, those succulents, have you seen, heard recently how popular they've gotten? That fairy gardens are just busting open at the seams.
That's good. No, I like them. I think they're fine. I think for the most part, succulents are drought tolerant. They fit into the xeriscape programs and organic programs, and a lot of them flower, cacti, and
they're beautiful
succulents of all kind. We'll We'll do better. We'll get it more organized for you.
Oh, Howard, I love your program. Thank you for having this, all of this out here for all of us.
Well, appreciate your call and good idea. Talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's see. We may get cut off short here, but let's start with Ryan Southlake. Ryan, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
My name is Ryan, and I'm 10 years old. I built a raised garden bed.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, I really appreciate you calling. You hear the birds flying in the window there. I got these hard breaks where I have to go at an exact time. Can you hang with me, and then we'll visit when I come back from this break?
Okay.
Okay, stay right there. Don't go away, and I'll talk to Ryan, 10-year-old Ryan, about gardening, and I'll talk to you after that. So don't go away. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, 866-444-3478. We were visiting with a young gardener by the name of Ryan. You there, Ryan?
Yep, I'm there.
What can I do for you today?
So I was wondering a couple of things. First, how deep should in a raised garden bed, how deep should dirt be to plant carrots?
It's a good question. Are the raised beds already built, Ryan, or are you just about to build them?
They're already built. They're about, I want to say, like about one foot tall.
About 1 foot? Well, that's plenty. Yes. If you have 1 foot of good soil, good quality soil, that's plenty deep for carrots. Normally, we would say that you need somewhere between 6 and 8 inches. So if you have 12, that's great. You're in good shape there.
Okay. When should I have planted carrots?
Well,
I think it might be a little too late now.
No, not really. In fact, I was talking to a caller earlier in the show. You may have missed it. That I got a tip from a great organic gardener years ago, and she had the most beautiful carrots. And her secret was to plant a succession of plantings. And we even have this on our website on dirtdoctor.com. If you do a search, the search works really well now. You just do a search for carrots, and it comes up. And our main entry is the kind of an expanded entry of what you see in my vegetable book that Malcolm Beck and I did. And we recommend in there the planting dates for the North Texas area. And people in other parts of the country would you know, adjust this a little bit. But for basically in here in Texas, plant in February, which you have missed. But then the next is March, do a planting of carrots. And then the next is August the 1st, do a planting of carrot seed. And then the last one is August the 31st. In other words, you know, you don't just plant one time. You do it several times. You have carrots coming on at different times of the year. Plus, it increases your odds of success if you do the planting in, at different times. You can even do it more often than that if you want to experiment. You know, the carrot seed's pretty inexpensive and be worth a try.
Okay. Also, would Epsom salt be good for tomatoes?
Epsom salts is good for tomatoes in a lot of cases, because what Epsom salts does It provides two nutrients that a lot of times are not available, easily available to the plants. And the two nutrients that Epsom salts is made of, made up of is magnesium sulfate. And so magnesium is one of the most commonly unavailable nutrients in soils. And sulfur, a lot of times, is needed. So a little bit of sulfur mixed in water and poured on the plant root zone, or a little bit of Epsom salts thrown into the hole when you plant, absolutely, in a lot of cases, can help you with the production of tomatoes. Other plants as well.
Okay. And last thing, would mothballs help to keep rabbits out of the raised garden bed?
No, sir, they wouldn't. And that's something I'd really strongly recommend you not be around at all, Ryan. Mothballs put out a toxic fume that you don't want to be breathing at all. Plus, when you get that smell of mothballs around, it's very difficult to get rid of it. And rabbits can be gotten rid of with something very simple. One of our listeners from Paris, Texas, taught us this, and she called last week, as a matter of fact. You know what they don't like? They don't like marigolds, flowers. So you can put them out and keep the bunny rabbits away. There's also a commercial product, if you that doesn't work for whatever reason, or if you want to try a different angle. It's called Rabbit Scram, S-C-R-A-M, Rabbit Scram, and it's a commercial repellent for rabbits. Works beautifully. That same company makes repellents for other animals too. But try the marigolds, because you know it's an edible flower for one thing, and it's beautiful, and it will help you with the rabbit problem.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Ryan. Call us again, okay?
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Well, he's a nice young man. Hope he does call again. Paul, we got open line, 866-444-3478. Here's Paul in Colorado Springs. Hey, Paul.
Good morning.
What's up?
Oh, you've got a lot of calls about wood and raised garden beds, flower beds and things. My next-door neighbor put in some raised beds. It had been the summer of 2015, so mm-hmm. they were used two seasons. They moved, and the new owner doesn't want them, and so I inherited them.
Okay.
My question is, they're just a normal 2x10 construction fir, plain wood, not treated wood.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's anything I could do to prolong the life of that wood. Is there any safe treatment of that?
Not that I would recommend, Paul, because nothing works long enough to be worth the effort.
Okay, and the expense, too.
Yeah, and the cost. What we do, in fact, the community gardens that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area use untreated lumber, but what they use is rough-cut cedar, and it has a natural, protection in it and makes the wood last longer. But the point is that any wood's going to rot at some point and have to be redone, especially in an organic program, because we're kicking that biological activity up so high.
Yeah.
So just exactly. You use them as long as they last, and then go to something else.
Okay. One of the suggestion I had was
okay. Can you hold on? I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'll talk to you off the air if it was just something short. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
The birds beat me back in. Okay, let's see where we are here. First of all, I talked to Paul off the air a little bit more about the wood there. He suggested wrapping the wood, the fur, in some kind of poly material, and that would be fine. That would make it last longer. It's just, again, the question of is it worth it. It might be better to use the wood for the raised beds, and then when it falls apart, when it decays, which it will do, replace it with either some rough cut cedar that'll last longer. You can get up to 10 years out of rough cut cedar. The community gardens around here will use 2x10s or even 2x12s in some cases, but 2x8s or 2x10s is what they normally use. What's better long-term is something that's not going to decay. Paved stone, you know, concrete building wall systems or just poured concrete, regular concrete, or Haydite block, you know, the cinder blocks. And they can be moved around if you want to change the shape or enlarge the bed or whatever. It's a good way to go, in my opinion. And then natural stone, of course, works very well also. Those things cost more, yes, but they're a one-time expense. The wood, you're going to have to replace. So it's just one of the things that I feel pretty strongly about. The other thing you can do, and it's a little more trouble long-term, to keep your beds exactly where you want them to be, but you don't have to have a wall at all. With the organic amendments, compost, rock minerals, and sugars and all the things that we recommend and the proper kind of mulches and making the beds 4 feet wide so you can reach in 2 feet from each side and stay out of the bed, not be walking on the bed and compacting and doing damage, you simply make the 4 feet level and then carve the edges down at a 45-degree angle. Or with the organic amendments in there and the proper mulches, it'll stay in place. Now, it won't stay in place as well long-term as having a wall, but that's another way for you to go, okay? Let's see who's next. Betty in Dallas next up. Hello, Betty.
Good morning. It's great to listen to your program, Mr. Garrett.
Well, thank you.
And listen, you might have – I didn't turn the radio on until late this morning – so I don't know if you answered this, but is it too late to plant a tree? I need to plant like a medium-sized tree, something that won't take 50 years to really grow.
No, it's not too late. What you want to do is go to a tree company or a nursery and select trees that, you know, were dug some time ago that are sitting on top of the ground and are healed or hardened off. And there's no problem at all.
What do you recommend? Something.
Well, what do you want, a big shade tree or something kind of medium size?
Medium size.
Make a note of these. One of my favorite, it gets fairly big, but it doesn't get as big as live oaks and red oaks and bur oaks and things like that. I recommended it to some people yesterday. It's one of my favorite trees. It's called Mexican white oak. It has a very distinctive, big, leathery leaves. It's almost completely evergreen, and it's just extremely distinctive looking and a good choice. The second one I'd recommend that you look at that's great for residential use because it's medium size is Lacey Oak, L-A-C-E-Y, Lacey Oak. Beautiful, beautiful oak tree. It has leaves about the size of live oaks, but totally different color, kind of a gray-green, beautiful color. And one of the nice features that it has, two other nice features, one has real pretty orange fall color, and then the other one is that as the new leaves come out, as they're doing right now in at my office at my tree, they're kind of a fuzzy, pinkish color that's very pretty, very distinctive looking. So look at that. The other one I'd look at is Big Tooth Maple. It's another one of my favorite trees. If you get one or all of those trees, you'll be very happy.
Okay, and one more. I wanted to plant a crepe myrtle, but do you have to plant two in the same area?
No, not at all. You mean to get flowers?
Yes.
No, they flower one at a time.
Okay, and the last question I wanted to mention, on Roundup, I was at a garden store yesterday, and can I tell you where?
Sure.
At the Naval Air Station in Carswell, mm-hmm. And I usually go there, and they have pretty nice stuff, but I noticed they had gotten rid of Roundup, and darn if it wasn't back. Yesterday, I couldn't believe it. Gallon-sized containers.
I wonder what's the story there. I wonder why they got rid of it and then brought it back.
Well, I asked the lady working there, and she said, well, she hadn't even noticed because she had just come in to work. And she said, well, they removed it. Is it back? Yeah, it's back. I mean, they had two big shelves. And she said she asked somebody and came back and said that they had removed it, but they have changed the ingredients in it, is what they were told. So now it's safe to use, and I don't believe it.
No, don't believe it, because what they changed in the formula was they added another herbicide to it. So now it's twice as bad as it used to be. That's bad news, but I'm glad you told me. I'll look into it and see if we can help make something happen.
I was also going to call Dallas. I think that's where their headquarters is for the change. But isn't that horrible? I mean, they had two full shelves of great big containers.
Well, Betty, stay on them. Tell them to get some vinegar products and the BioSafe products in there that'll work just as well and be totally safe.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Ed real quick, and then I'll have some time, it looks like, to work in some of my stuff I didn't get finished in calling from Chicago. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how are you, Howard?
Doing well.
I got a question. I bought a few clumps of quaking aspen a few years ago, and they are thriving, but it seems like in the last year or so, I've been getting this condition called shepherd's crook. And
no.
I kind of heard something about hydrogen peroxide, you know, spraying them down with hydrogen peroxide. And I was just wondering, is that something you would recommend? I know I'm probably in the wrong. I mean, I like quaking aspen. I know I'm here in northern Illinois, which is hot and humid, and they probably don't like that.
They don't like that part of it, but you have nice cold weather. So aspen should do, pretty well there. Yeah, the hydrogen peroxide will help you with any fungal, bacterial disease, or viral disease, either one. That shepherd's crook is probably bacterial, but it doesn't matter because it'll work on all of them. The spray that you want to use, either a commercial product like BioSafe, or if you mix your own hydrogen peroxide, what you spray should be about a 1% solution, which means you need to get the stuff from the grocery store that's 3%. And then, add water to it, about 50-50, and that's going to give you somewhere over a 1% solution. But here's the other thing. If you don't fix what caused the stress and brought that disease on in the first place, it's going to come back, and I bet you a dollar to a donut, your trees are too deep in the ground.
Really? Okay. Wow.
Get the flares exposed. They need to be exposed dramatically. Look at the photographs on my website and everything and get that done right away, and they'll do beautifully for you this first growing season.
Okay. Right. Now, can I also, if I expose the flares a little bit more, should I spray the ground around the area also with hydrogen peroxide?
It won't hurt. It'll help the what hydrogen peroxide does when you spray it on the ground is it actually kills bacteria when it first hits. Just like when you put hydrogen peroxide on a cut on your hand, but then it almost immediately reverses and starts to flocculate the soil, which is the process of turning the soil to a more fluffy, aerated consistency. So it does a good job of helping improve the soil as well as helping kill diseases on the plant.
Now, I have mulch, and I tell you, it's not. I don't have a volcano mound around these trees,
trust me.
Maybe this mulch, I should be pulling it away also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The mulch, the way the mulch is shown on our website and in my books, especially the newest book that I was going to talk about in a minute, but what you want to do is have the mulch out at the outside of what the original hole was, maybe 2 inches deep. Maybe 3 at the very most. I used to say thicker than that, and I was wrong. And then as the mulch gets closer and closer to the trunk of the tree, it gets thinner and thinner. So that at the tree, at trunk and the flare, there's no mulch at all.
Okay.
That's the way
then I do have to modify it.
Yeah, just
now,
pull it away.
After it rains, do I have to spray the trees after I do everything you say?
No, if you get the flare exposed, you probably won't ever have to spray again. That's probably all you're going to need to do. But the spraying one time to get the disease under control is a good thing to do. A little rain later is not going to neutralize the power. It'll work real quickly.
All right. Well, I appreciate all your insights. Thank you so much for your show.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Send me some pictures of it, okay?
Will do.
All right. Talk to you later.
Right.
Yeah, the flare exposure, that's why I'm changing my basic lectures that I do to being one on the insect and disease control, the organic approach and the difference between the good insects and the bad insects and how to work with all that. And then the second talk is going to be on tree management, which will go through the whole process of planting correctly, selecting planting correctly, and the management and the flare work, using the air spade and all that stuff. And then finish with the fantastic trees. Speaking of my books, I haven't mentioned my books any. today, and I need to because there's a brand new book out there. I forget to bring it up at least every now and then for people. We redid the organic manual with Mother Earth News, and it's out there. It's available, not just from us. In fact, we don't sell books. I was talking to Doug about this the other day about whether we should or not. And if somebody just absolutely can't get it any other way, we'd certainly help. But what we want people to do is go to the bookstores. Barnes & Noble's one of the few ones around anymore. And they sell my books. Amazon sells my books. Mother Earth News not only sells the organic manual, but there's conversations going on about them handling my other books as well. So you can get really good prices and service going that route on any of the books, including the new one, the Organic Manual, which is totally redone and updated and really goes into more detail about the root flare information and techniques than any of the other books. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got an email from Donna, who gave us a tip that sounds interesting. I think I've actually heard this before, but I've never used it. She said for mice, what's worked at their place is Irish Spring soap repels mice very well in the attic, under the cars, various places. So, and she commented that that'd be cheaper than hot pepper, and that's probably true. So other people give that a shot, and let's see if it holds up in a lot of different places. Here is Elaine, Springtown, Texas, next up. Hi, Elaine.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, my oleanders, I planted about 12 of them around the garage, and they have just been beautiful. They've flourished. This year, when we had the freezes, it really nipped them. Do I have to cut off the dead stuff or do and wait for it to come back from the bottom, or will it just come back?
Elaine, you do have to cut off the dead because the dead's dead. It's not going to, you know, come back. You can do a couple of things. You can, if you can already tell more or less where the living tissue starts, you can cut down to that point. You can wait until you see the new growth start to emerge.
Okay.
And then you prune down to just above those green shoots coming off. Or you can cut it all the way to the ground and just let it come back from the ground.
Yeah.
Were yours red or pink or white?
Red.
Red. That's good because they're generally the toughest of the oleanders. I'm telling people, I'm getting a lot of questions, a lot of calls, as you might guess, about oleander. That 50-degree drop that we had that one day really did them a lot of damage.
I've never seen it. And they have been so beautiful and so thick and everything. And boy, did that freeze get them.
It did. The other thing I'd recommend that you do is either make the Garrett Juice formula. You know, we have the formula on the website and in my books, and drench the root zone with it. And if you don't want to make your own, you can buy one of the commercial products and drench it through the roots on it will really help them come back and start looking good again this season.
Okay. Will do. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Okay, let me see what else I was going to tell you about. The mulches, the mulch question is interesting. It kind of keeps popping up. People want to know why I'm so set on certain kinds of mulches. Well, the reason is there's a big difference, and there's two issues here. One is which mulch you use, and the other one is how you use the mulch. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, it's good for me to go over it again. The dyed mulches are bad. I don't like them. I've already mentioned that today. But there are worse mulches than that. The worst one of all is ground-up tires. And you're going to see that marketed more and more. It's clever what the tire people are doing to try to, you know, create a new market for this stuff that's a big, big waste item. And it's a big problem. You know, what do you do with old tires? The NFL's got an issue, and I think you're going to hear more and more about it. You know, when you watch a football game or a soccer game, either one, no matter, not necessarily NFL, any sport, pro sports, and high school and college too. The way they're building these sports fields now with the artificial turf, they're using finely ground tires as a top dressing after they put in the artificial turf, and it supposedly holds the turf in place better or does something. I'm not quite sure exactly what they convinced the world of to need it on all of the turfs. It probably helps the nap of the artificial turf to remain standing up more vertical, I guess, long term. But if you watch a game, especially now with the definition that we have with televisions and everything, you see that stuff being kicked up just like there's sand or something, you know, when tackles are made, kicks are made, so on and so forth. There's a lot of toxic chemicals in tires. That's the facts of life. They do it to make them more durable and for, you know, good reasons and all that. But the bottom line is that there's toxic stuff there. So, you know, I don't really recommend that situation. I don't know when anything's going to change in that regard. But using the stuff on golf courses and in landscaping, it's really bad. I've seen a couple of golf course superintendents try it, and they got away from it in a hurry because they learned real quickly that rubber absorbed heat and really was a problem in the heat of summer. We actually saw it help in a couple of cases where there was real strong traffic across an area. It actually provided a little cushioning there for a period of time. But the other mulches that I don't like pine bark because it moves around, won't stay in place, and there's natural chemicals in it that are not good for biological activity. And it's one that's sold in great amounts that I don't recommend at all. Cypress also doesn't break down. We want mulches that break down, feed the microbes, and create compost and help improve the health of the soil. Shredded native tree trimmings are just so much better than any other mulch out there. It's unbelievable. The second best is shredded bark that comes out of East Texas and other areas, and it's bark that's in a shredded condition, and it works second best. Shredded tree trimmings are the best. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back with more of that after this.